what I was seeing a lot was I was thinking, well, there are these flying cowboys sitting up in this old wooden house up in the sky, and a big wind comes and blows them all down to the earth, and they're all separated and they become people down on the earth, and they wander through the world, and sometimes a couple of them will meet each other, and they remember, but they don't know what they remember. And I was thinking this morning, I was in the bathtub, I was thinking, you know, maybe that's a spirit. Maybe a spirit is contained in a number of different people. Maybe there are 45 spirits, and they manifest around in various people or something. So maybe, but it was that kind of a thing, that a satellite was one you were bonded to at a distance.
What were the skies like when you were young?
They went on forever. When we lived in Arizona, and the skies always had little fluffy clouds in them, and they were long and clear, and there were lots of stars at night. And when it would rain, it would all turn. They were beautiful, the most beautiful skies, as a matter of fact. The sunsets were fire, and the clouds would catch the colors everywhere. That's it, neat, because I used to look at them all the time. You don't see that. You might still see them in the desert.
The skies in the Southwest are spectacular. Do you have quite precious things?
Just a couple. I don't
mean in terms of the things that are real important to you.
I don't keep many. I don't attach myself to items much, because I found in this life, in this world, that it's pretty impossible for me to hold on to them. Well, he was the son of a vaudevillian, but you know what there was lots of music, lots of approval. You know, I noticed a lot of families didn't like to let their kids play music, and in ours it was really expected, encouraged. You dance, you sing.
On a regular basis, or for family functions?
We don't really have family functions. My uncle would come and visit, you know, and I guess all the kids had learned to play guitar and sing from their grandfather, from their father, and so they would come and they would play the guitars and sing songs together. We had this old tape recorder, and they'd record them in harmony. I don't attach myself to items much, because I found in this life, in this world, that it's pretty impossible for me to hold on to them. We lived in Arizona, and the skies always had little fluffy clouds in them. They were long and clear, and there were lots of stars.
I don't like to be around strangers. I don't like to be around strangers. set some traps, some slug traps, and catch them all.
And especially, of course, near the left. Did those slugs walk into the trap?
No,
not one. They just laughed. Then they turned about and went on eating the lettuces.
Thomas, how are you getting on?
We shan't have any lettuces left when little Tim comes home.
They hopped sadly down the long, long passage into the kitchen of their house. And then Mariah had an idea.
slugs are eating all the lettuce, Tim.
Oh, is that all? My friend Thrush has just been wondering if you'd have meat for supper. I said, you'd have
it. Yes, Tim. I think I can help you. If you'll allow me, sir. Allow me, sir. Just watch me.
Gobbled up the slugs faster than you could count. Baby slugs, mother slugs, grandmother, and great-great-great-grandmother. Before they had time to fire slugs. Ryan, Tom, Seagull, and Washington,
Come and have supper with us whenever you like,
Bombay, Indian Muslim. In a plea for sanity in a time of crisis, governments of the world are urging people everywhere to disregard the gigantic throbbing love orb currently hovering above the planet. UN Security Council member Vishnu Murala delivered this statement to members of the press.
These so-called orbs, beautiful aura, and seemingly boundless compassion for all life are no cause for alarm.
But for now, authorities can do no more than warn the public that little is known about the orb's motives and advise all citizens to resist the indescribably haunting music emanating from its mesmerizing luminescence.